Well, Mama Morelli said, standing behind the screen, staring out at me with the degree of censure usually reserved for atheists and slackers. Look who's here on my porch, bright and early. Little Miss Bounty Hunter. She boosted her chin up an additional inch. I heard all about you and your new job, and I have nothing to say to you. I need to find Joe, Mrs. Morelli. He missed a court appearance. I'm sure he had a good reason. Yeah, like he's guilty as hell. I'll tell you what. I'll leave my card, just in case. I got the maid yesterday. I rooted through the big black bag, finding handcuffs, hairspray, flashlight, hairbrush, no cards. I tipped the bag to look inside, and my gun fell out onto the green indoor-outdoor carpeting. A gun? Mrs. Morelli said. What is this world coming to? Does your mother know you're carrying a gun? I'm going to tell her. I'm going to call and tell her right now. She sent me a look of utter disgust and slammed the front door shut. I was 30 years old, and Mrs. Morelli was going to tell my mother on me. Only in the burg. I retrieved my gun, dumped it back into my purse, and found my cards. I stuck one of the cards between the screen and the molding. Then I drove the short distance back to my parents' house and used their phone to call my cousin Francie, who knew everything about everyone. He's long gone, Francie had said. He's a smart guy, and he's probably wearing a fake mustache by now. He was a cop. He has contacts. He knows how to get a new Social Security number and start over far away. Give it up, Francie had said. You'll never find him. Intuition and desperation told me otherwise, so I called Eddie Gazzara, who was a Trenton cop and had been one of my very best friends since the day I was born. Not only was he a good friend, but he was married to my cousin, Shirley the Whiner. Why Gazzara had married Shirley was beyond my comprehension, but they'd been married for 11 years, so I suppose they had something going between them. I didn't bother with chit-chat when I got Gazzara. I went right to the heart of the matter, telling him about my job with Vinny and asking what he knew about the Morelli shooting. I know it's nothing you want to get involved in, Gazzara said. You want to work for Vinny? Fine. Get him to give you some other case. Too late. I'm doing this one. This one has a real bad odor. Everything in New Jersey has a bad odor. It's one of the few things a person can count on.